we have some breaking news. Got this from Judy Batista. It's like they knew we were going to talk about it, and they decided to go, nah, you guys ain't going to talk about it. Forget it. Well, we're still going to talk about it anyway. The NFL, or I should say the Detroit Lions. You got this in front of you, Tone?
You want to play the sound?
Oh, please, go right on ahead.
Breaking NFL news. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Says, do I have a read I got to read? Or
nope.
Okay. Detroit withdrew its playoff reseeding proposal. They're not even going to vote on it now.
Yeah, the reseeding proposal that got a lot of people wondering about the future, the playoff format, what it would look like. Would it ultimately lead to tearing up divisions? They just withdrew it, which I guess I don't understand at all, because some other reporters had follow-ups that they didn't have the approval, they didn't have the support.
Rappaport says they don't have enough support.
Okay, so why not, first of all, just let people vote on it, see where you're at, see how much room there is, because you could always, you know, bring forth in future proposals, either tweaks or whatever. So now we have no idea who is actually into this. Second of all, where do you think the Browns would vote on this? We haven't won the division in how many years?
All of them.
Yeah. When's the last time?
86. It's been since the 80s.
So I was against this. Now, I thought it'd be interesting to see the vote. I kind of wish they didn't rescind it, so I wanted to see the vote.
I think the Browns would have to vote no, though. I understand what you're saying. It gives, for a team that hasn't won their division, why would they want a division winner to have a higher seed? Like you said, 2 years ago, they finished with a better record, even though they didn't play anybody in Week 18 against the Bengals. The Flacco year, they had a better record than the Texans. They went on the road to Houston. I think, and the way the tiebreakers worked, they could have been up to the 2 seed, I think. Especially had they played and won Week 18.
Yes, and tried to win.
And that's what, you know, I think some people were talking about. Like, well, it makes Week 17 and 18 now more important. Now you're really trying to win those games because you have a chance to improve. You aren't locked into the 5 seed.
More teams have a chance to get home field.
Yes.
Yes.
And but
you'd have wild card teams that would have a chance to get home field.
I just think it kills divisions. And I think a team like the Browns, who are so rooted in, we've got the Steelers and we've got the Bengals and we've got, you know, the Ravens used to be the Browns. The Bengals were Paul Brown's creation. And the Steelers are our most hated rivals. I think all that stuff starts to go away once you don't have the division.
I feel like a politician. This bill kills divisions.
I'm fine
with
it.
This is a division-killing bill. Oh, wow.
I'm fine with it.
Well, listen to you. Listen to you.
I get nothing out of the AFC North. I get absolutely nothing. And
how many Barbie dolls can they have now, Tom?
Right.
Thank you very much.
Mason only has 3.
So, wait a minute. You wouldn't get anything out of the Browns winning the division? You're a liar.
No, that's
you're a liar and a felon, so come on over, officer.
Of course, winning a division would be nice, although you're just beating 3 other teams. How big of an accomplishment?
3 other teams?
You're not, really though.
Your rivals.
You can go 6-0 in your division and not make the playoffs. It's still your regular season game still matter.
No, what I mean, Owen, is it's just you have a better record than 3 teams. And in our situation, they happen to be geographically linked, but in others, they're not. For other divisions, they're just random.
Like, I would assume that the NFC South, none of them want the division to go away because it's a different team every year, and usually they're 1 game over 500, so it doesn't matter.
I don't think that that's true. I think that if you look at the NFC East, I think they all consider themselves rivals of each other, and Dallas is in the central time zone.
Sure, but
there.
That's what I'm saying.
The NFC North, they're geographically linked with history.
There's no geographic link in the NFC East. Right, which is probably the most famous of all divisions.
But I just said that they all consider themselves rivals.
But they're not geographic. It's a random.
3 of those 4 teams could get to within 90 minutes of each other. What are you talking about? There's no geographical link.
Dallas is in the east.
I just said that.
But you didn't.
That just came out of my mouth.
But you didn't explain it. There's no geographic link between Dallas.
How do I need to explain it?
In the east.
I said there's no geographical link because there's a team. Wait a minute. I said that there's no geographical link with Dallas because they're in the central division.
Oh, that's an oopsie.
I said there's no geographical link with Dallas because they're in the central division, but they all hate each other, and the other 3 teams are again within an hour of each other, for crying out loud. So what the hell do you mean there's no geographical link?
How about Seattle and Arizona in the NFC West?
They have been in the NFC West for a long time.
How many miles are they apart, Seattle and Arizona?
I'm sure by many.
A lot.
By the way, go ask
20 years is all they've been all in right. the same division.
Go ask Woody Johnson, if he's willing to answer anything, about why he keeps the Dolphins around in the division. Why they wanted to not mess that up. Why the Dolphins aren't AFC South.
But here's my bigger point. You can still pick whatever amount of rivals, 2, 3, play them twice, do home and homes. Nobody's taking that away from you. But I want a larger sampling. I want a larger sampling because I got to tell you, I don't think people under the age of 30 care about divisions in the NFL like we did. Like
but you
our
are
parents
obsessed
did.
With what people under 30 think. That's all
yeah,
you bring up
gonna
is people
be,
under 30.
They're going to be the
people under 30 of this.
One day they'll be over 30.
Yeah. Lemmy, you haven't been under 30 in like 15 years. So what the hell do you know about people under 30 except for the women you dated before you met your wife?
What
the hell do you know anything about?
Ask them about how much they care about the divisions. Like, what's their big rivalry with?
I don't know how to ask your OnlyFans models that you were with about the divisions.
I think this is a bygone
Congratulations.
Era.
Congratulations.
I think you are referring to an era that made, like, your parents happy about, the divisions. By the way.
My mom is dead.
By the way, the divisions weren't even the divisions.
My mom's not happy about anything.
Do you remember we're talking about these divisions like they've been etched in stone forever. Hello, we had the Houston Oilers in our division when I was young. So let's not act like this division, the AFC North, has been around our whole lives.
That team moved.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
That team moved.
Yeah, but the Jacksonville Jaguars were in the division for a little bit.
Because there were three divisions. Now there's four, and they're more geographically linked than they used to be.
So this isn't even that historic. We've never won it. Get this out of my head. We don't need these divisions.
It's absolutely asinine.
How about we do this?
The guy who sits there.
How about we do this? Can we do something fantastical?
This is dumb.
And just pick the teams with the better records?
You're just trying to get me upset.
Can we just send the teams with the better records? And then, believe it or not,
all you're doing is trying to get me upset.
Imagine this magical world where we prioritize the teams with the better records. Imagine that weird place that we could live in. You know, like they do it in other sports. Boy, I know, blow our minds. Why is the NFL doing this? This is so antiquated.
The guy who sits here and gets upset about Ohio State, Michigan, and other rivalries not being protected by the expansion of college football has the gall to sit there and hit on rivalries any chance he gets in other ways. But because people under 30 don't care about the rivalries anymore.
They already killed the rivalry with the playoff expansion. We just saw it
this
year.
People under 30.
That's why we have to move Ohio State,
people
Michigan.
Under 30,
I explained that to you. That's why you move it.
Can we get Mitch is under 30. Mitch!
There are players on the Browns that didn't
get
know
Mitch.
The Browns were in Baltimore.
I'm here.
That's not what's that got to do with the price of fish?
Wasn't it Jarvis Landry?
It was Jarvis Landry.
He didn't
what
even
does that
know.
Have to do with anything?
And that was 8 years ago.
Okay, they're athletes. What do they do?
So that's what I'm saying. That rivalry
Mitch,
means
get your ass in here.
Every time Kevin Stefanski gets up there and says, that's a division win. That's a rivalry win.
You're 28.
And the players sit there and they roll their eyes because they don't care.
You're under
30. And they're going to be on a different team the following year because of free agency.
You're 28. You're under 30, right?
Yeah.
Do you care about divisions and do you care about rivalries in the NFL?
I like to win a division once in a while. And I like a rivalry now and then.
Boom! 28-year-old man!
But that doesn't matter.
Take that,
that
buddy
doesn't
boy.
Change. You're still,
take that
you're
right
still,
there.
Hold on. You're still going to have divisions. You're just killing the 14 division. Man. And guess what? Winning an 18 division is 1,000 times more of an accomplishment, you idiots.
That's true.
Beating three other teams.
Division?
Nobody cares if you beat three other teams. It's not an accomplishment.
You know what they should do after that?
You tell Browns fans whether or not they care if they beat
they don't
the
know
Bengals,
they done it.
The Ravens,
they have
and
no
the
idea. They have no
you
idea.
You ask a Browns
fact,
fan if they don't think
fact,
it's important
beaten,
to beat a
we beat those
champions
teams.
Pose.
We swept Cincinnati and they went to the Super
go
Bowl.
On the street.
How cool was that?
Drive to a bar.
How cool
Parma.
Was that, Browns fans?
Go to that.
Did you guys throw a parade?
Go to that Red Circle
that
bowling alley and ask any one of those guys in Parma whether or not it's important to beat the
the year
Ravens,
we
the Steelers,
swept
the
Cincinnati Bengals,
Bengals
they
Champions
went to the Super Bowl, and nobody
Champions
in Cincinnati
pose.
Cared. I win. You lose.
No, you didn't win. You
no,
were
you
for once.
We all lost. Cincinnati
for
won. Cincinnati won. That's
for
who won.
Once.
Not us. We swept them that year, Ken. You already forgot.
For once
that
in his life.
That is an all-time killer
for once
argument.
In the history
how
of the show's history.
I'd be
for
humiliated.
For the first time in the history of this show. For the first time in the history of this show, Lima was not the right one. He was just the louder one. An embarrassment.
He didn't even
an
hear.
An embarrassment
he
upon
didn't even
you.
Hear. Oh, and did he even hear the death knell to his argument?
He did not.
Because the Bengals was the death
was
knell.
Silly. It's not a death knell.
Ask the Bengals if they cared that year.
About
that,
what?
That, see, he didn't even hear that the Browns swept them and they went to the Super Bowl. It wasn't an accomplishment.
They care if they win the division.
Champions
it was under
pose
the guys
for
if
the
they win the division.
Tone.